Hello, and welcome to the Family Five podcast with Ivy Law Group, where we will tackle the tough family law issues and the time it takes you to drink your coffee. I'm Jessica Hamilton. I'm the marketing manager for Ivy Law Group, and I'm joined by my boss, Shane Neagle, who is the director of Ivy Law Group and the family lawyer extraordinaire. In this podcast, we will take a five in five approach, five questions in 5 minutes. Our aim is to keep the podcast light, easy to understand, and to give you some valuable information to take away with you. All right, episode 3. How exciting. How are you, Shane?
Good things come in threes. How are you, Jessica?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. So today, we are going to be talking about narcissism. So obviously quite a intense topic. So Shane, I guess we hear the term narcissist thrown around a lot.
Yep.
What exactly is a narcissist?
Narcissism, unfortunately, gets overused, so much so that it can be harmful. Narcissism, sometimes when we're talking to about someone's arrogant, selfish, they're just a jerk. But narcissism in its true form describes someone with a narcissistic personality disorder. They're someone with a pattern of extreme self-involvement, a lack of empathy, and excessive need for attention. And a glance at that diagnosis would include most preteens or even ourselves during our lifetime. The key to true narcissism is when it's the self-involvement so extreme it causes a person to ignore the other people around them.
How do you know if you're in a relationship with a narcissist? Like, what might this look like? So give me an example.
To sum it up before we start is that you often feel like you're the third wheel in the relationship.
Because they love themselves more than they love you.
Well, yeah, they think they love themselves. But I mean, the classic ones are when they love bomb you. And it usually happens at the start of a relationship where they're very charming and you kind of get sucked in. The other way is that they're always talking about themselves. This is a classic about how good they are, how successful they are, but never letting anyone else in on the talk about what their lives are about.
And would a narcissist be constantly putting down their partner?
Constantly. That's an understatement. They'll often, you'll do something for them, and it could be trivial, like putting fairy lights around their balcony for Christmas that cost you $20, and they say, oh, you didn't do a very good job. And they're very impossible to please. The interesting thing is that you can have what they call a grandiose or a vulnerable narcissist. So they can be at either end, and the vulnerable ones where they're victims and they still have this sense of entitlement, they're just a bit more heavily anxious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So say, for example, you have decided to leave. What steps can you take to protect yourself? What is it like dealing with a narcissist when you're trying to go through the family court system?
Look, at the end of a relationship, they may become very combative, passive aggressive and hostile and even more controlling. Leaving a relationship of that kind can be one of the hardest things that you do. And this is a classic thing with narcissists. They rely on your supply, and that's the people they've emotionally, financially and psychologically drained. And I call them like vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just have to trust your gut and your boundaries. Whatever you do should take it very slowly. It's a bit like taking away ice cream from children for the whole weekend on a holiday. You take it slowly. Don't, oh, I've worked this out and I need to now set up the most strictest boundaries possible. It needs to be strategic. And I think that one of the first key things for anybody who thinks they're in this situation is to go see a mental health professional, someone who can help guide you through the process, potentially leaving and how to do that. And also having legal assistance in that process can help because it can be strategies to it.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if you've already left, and the same applies. I think one of the key things, firstly, is to learn to ground yourself. A narcissist will put you off centre.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe they will change in fairy tales. Don't tell them you're leaving. Again, that's through a team that you build together and support. Do the standard things that we always talk about on our website. Make copies of documents. Log out of everything. Check your devices for trackers. And just reconnect with your families and friends. Because that's one thing I didn't talk about before, is one of the classic things that a narcissist tries to do is isolate you from your family
mm-hmm.
and friends and have control.
So can you successfully co-parent with a narcissist?
I'm going to say the chances are very difficult. The classic response is they try to ruin the relationship with you and your children. They try to regain this grandiose sense of self by hurting you. So the few steps that you can take, and again, before and or after, this thing called, what they call in America, parallel parenting, and you set up a parenting plan or hopefully a consent order between you and the other person that puts really strict arrangements in place. For instance, you want to avoid as much contact as you can, and that's by having drop-offs at the school, and you don't have to see each other. And setting up really strict boundaries is really, really important, obviously. And it's going to take you time because you've probably been out of dysregulation for a long time in this relationship, and that's okay. But any communications with a narcissist is classically yes, no, you have a right to your opinion. I will get back to you on that. Very simple, business-like.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess we've talked about some very intense things here. So let's just end on a lighter note and with a joke.
Thanks, Jess. I think my grocery store is trying to turn me into a narcissist. Every time I go there, they make me check myself out. It's true.
Ba-dum-sh. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to save us to your favourites wherever you listen to your podcast so that you don't miss an episode. It's important to note that the contents of this podcast are intended as a general guide to the subject matter, and if you are looking for specific advice about your individual circumstances, then we would recommend getting in touch with one of our friendly family lawyers.